And as Stolypin showed when he brutally put out the last fires of the 1905 revolution, he was not afraid to play the military card at all. With the onset of the First World War, political bickering settled down and terrorism ceased for a while. But Nicholas II insisted on maintaining autocracy to the bitter end. It's sad to say that even at the end of the Russian Empire, despite the great strides the Russian civilization had made, its subjects enjoyed scarcely more rights than they did under Ivan the Terrible. This sad situation, more than any other, carried with it the seeds of the Russian Empire's fall. If the peasants had been allowed to share in the rule of law, if the intelligentsia had been allowed to play a role in public affairs, if some kind of meaningful constitutional monarchy could have been invented, if. The remedy to the Russian Empire's ills would be in many ways worse than the ills themselves. It was called the Soviet Union.